In the dogmatic, the Constitution on Divine Revelation, De Verbum, by the Second Vatican Council, the Church teaches us that when God used the evangelists, He did not take away their humanity or their human gifts. And Saint Luke, as a was a physician, and we see that unique touch of caring for the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the one that often get pushed away or rejected by society in his own writing. Huh? Jesus was always seeking out, finding those who were not fitting the mold in the Gospel of St. Luke, to reach out to them and to care and love them. Another theme of St. Luke's Gospel was the theme of table fellowship, where Jesus was eating and spending time with everyone whom he encountered on his way to Jerusalem. In the Gospel of St. Luke, Jesus was always on the way to Jerusalem. He was always focused on fulfilling his destiny, his mission, his purpose of love, of dying in order to redeem us, to save us. But he also allowed himself to be present to those whom he met along the way, those whom at times were somehow felt the pains of rejection and abandonment by society. Jesus loved them, and Jesus called them toward that sense of conversion, of love. And the gospel reading that we read today for the Feast of St. Luke is actually a reading that we use when we do a house blessing. Jesus sent out the 72 and asked them to carry nothing except their total and radical dependency on him, and to also be dependent on the generosity of people, goodness to them. For us who read it, oftentimes we say, oh no, well, we hear it all the time. It kind of, we get used to the message. But again, hidden behind this simple message itself, it, the sense of radical dependency on God, the sense of the poverty of spirit and of heart that St. Luke is well known for. So this goes back to the Old Testament understanding of the Anawim, the one who is so poor that they have nothing else, no one else to depend except on God. So when he sent out the 72 ahead of him to preach the good news and prepare the way, he told them to bring nothing, a sense of a total radical dependency on God, where they have nothing else to fall back on except God's faithfulness and people's generosity. He was inviting the 72 as well as each and every one of us to be the Anawim, the one who have poverty of heart, the one who have humility of heart, to totally to be dependent and trusting in God, even when it gets challenging, even when we have little, even when doubts and our own humanity creep in. This is what St. Luke taught us. And this is the lesson that we have to remember, that on our way to Jerusalem, on our way to die to ourselves, to fully live the mission and that Christ had for us, the mission of the cross, the mission of love, the mission of radical self-offering and giving, we might also find God along the way through the generosity of people and to spend time with them in recognizing that the kingdom of God is in our midst. And this is what truly important. What can we learn from St. Luke today? What can we learn as people who live 2,020 years different than him? That perhaps this sense of simplicity of heart, that each and every one of us is called to truly seek Jesus because we're all pilgrims on the journey toward our heavenly homeland. But don't just focus on the destination, that we miss the journey itself, the people that are there, the events that will take place. And perhaps the fellowship that might arise from the journey itself. They're all lessons. They're all teaching moments. They're all providential opportunities that God permitted to show his love for us, as well as for us to show our love for our neighbor and our love for God. So therefore, may we focus on that and allow St. Luke to remind us to always seek God at all times.